Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of ourselves to the best of yourself. We want today to be the best day, the best possible day. Kara, where'd you go away with the music so fast? My goodness gracious, we need to have some bolstering, some impact, some noise, some hoopla. She apparently doesn't want to bring the music.
Don't
back,
have so. To dance.
No, I guess she doesn't want me to, so seven
oh.
after the hour.
Oh, now, no,
a little
get
bit
down.
Late now. All right, so let's bring in Ken Kessler, Molly Page, Doug Steffen into the Freddie Gray situation. Who cares whether Freddie Gray's knife was legal? There are a lot of people who are running around in this case, and I read something, one of the news sources, it has gripped the nation. Really? Hasn't gripped me. And I suspect that many of you who have a life are not so wrapped up in this. But there are some interesting questions. There's nothing we can do to bring the guy back. He's dead. So what do? We look at more bad policing, and then we come up with this knife question. How did they know? Where did this even come from? So he had a knife. A spring-assisted, one-hand-operated knife. Did he run after a policeman with a knife out? Or did they even know that he had a knife? Where was the knife when his neck was broken? Anybody know?
Good question.
Excellent question, yeah.
Well, so what's the big deal about the knife? There's a law against having switchblades or whatever in Baltimore. How did they know? Where did this come from? Who knows? We can't figure this out. 888-302-3684. So the people in that are charged with protecting the police at all costs say he had a knife. Yeah. Okay. Where was the knife? Again, I ask the question, and I can't find anybody who has an answer. Seemingly, because it wasn't out, it was in his pants. When did they find the knife? Did they find it when they were transporting him to the hospital? Well, I guess originally they weren't transporting him to the hospital. They were sending him
to the
police
station. Yeah, that
was
one of the problems. Yeah.
Right. So I'm getting kind of confused. I'm a little confused about a couple of things today. Tom Brady, his legacy takes a hit. Really. He probably knew the footballs were doctored. Ted Wells, who was some kind of an NFL official or something, wasn't he? What did he do? He was a former football player and a trial lawyer, is that right? Theodore V. Wells led the investigation into the case of Flategate or Deflategate.
Deflategate.
Mm-hmm. All right. So he has certain credibility. I mean, I don't know what. It's only a game, folks. Why is everybody so worked up about this? See, I look at the Freddie Gray thing. I don't get what everybody's all worked up about.
Really?
No. The guy's dead. I get that he was abused. I get that.
Well, he may have been killed.
Yeah, okay. But then under the circumstances, why are we talking about the knife that nobody knew he had?
Well, because it's another charge against the officers. In that it was an unlawful arrest. If they can prove that the knife was illegal and that's why they arrested him, then
how can
there
I prove
was a
that?
Reason
they didn't even
him.
Know he had a knife until they went through his body, his pants, did they? He didn't have it out.
Well, there are different reports, and of course we don't have the report because it's not being released
what
to the public.
What different reports? That the guy had a knife out?
That they originally went after him because they saw he had a knife.
Really?
What we originally heard was that he made eye contact. He made eye contact with police and ran away.
There isn't one bit of believability in all of this.
Right.
It's a load of crap.
I mean, even if the knife was spring assisted, and so that they can say, well, there was a reason to arrest him, what it really comes down to is we've seen the video of them picking him up and taking him to the van. He's obviously injured.
Did he have a knife in his hand?
No. But they did not call for medical assistance. And that's the crux of this. So this is,
so this is another Baltimore,
here.
Like Chicago. Yesterday, you may have heard the city of Chicago came up with $5 million to pay off the 200 families, the victims of this bad policeman who was on duty for 20 years, abusing hundreds of people in the jails in New York, in the Chicago. So another example of a really bad police officer. And the city having to pay five. How do you, if you're a taxpayer in Chicago, how do you feel about having money extricated from you to pay off problems that the city has with a bad cop? I would have, I'd be orchestrating a revolution if I was in Chicago. If I was on the air in Chicago, I'd be all, this would be, I wouldn't talk about anything else probably for a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to Baltimore. They're going to have to pay this family jillions of dollars. One way or another, they're going to have to settle with his family because they're never going to prove that they did anything other than abuse this guy. So back to this again. How many other? Look at Ferguson, how much they're going to have to pay out because of bad police. People who like the police say, oh, that's too many lawyers. Really? Mm-hmm. That's the problem? Yeah, there are too many lawyers, and that is a problem, but that's not the problem here. The problem here is we have the same old story, and I, for one, am getting tired of talking about it. Why don't
because
we do something about
being done.
It?
Exactly.
No.
There's no reform. Nothing's happening. They just take the taxpayer money, pay people off,
here's
and
another
continue
one.
On.
Four black patrol, excuse me, take two, four black parole officers suing a, this is a place in New York State. I never heard of this town before. Ramapo, R-A-M-A-P-O. Anybody know where that is? Upstate New York?
No, I don't.
Anyway, police department is being sued. Four black parole officers suing this city and the police department, accusing its white officers of racial profiling and violating their civil rights during a traffic stop last year. The black officers, all with the New York State Parole Board, said white officers from the Ramapo Police Department drew their weapons, physically assaulted them, and detained them even after they were identified as parole officers. A city official said the police officers' actions were justified. Parole officers hadn't notified the city they would be in town. What the hell do they have to notify the city they're in town for?
Black people are coming.
Yeah.
Did not go out on the wire.
Right. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. Wish I were. All right. I think it's time for some elimination. After I go through all this stuff, let's go have a good dump, shall we? Time to have a good dump. And the best way to have one is to get a squatty potty. Squatty potties created for this mother of seven or son. We had them on the program the other day. It's a nice story. I thought they sounded good together, frankly. Nice family. Came up with something. This is something that ought to be on our later hour where we have the My Cool Inventions. Now, these people were on Shark Tank, and that's where they became well known. And the reason they were on there is because they've been successful and creating this object, which you put on your toilet to help you when you're having a problem going to the bathroom. And that's it. It relaxes your colon to squat fully. And that results in an easier, more complete elimination system. Your system works much better with a squatty potty.
Better than most police departments.
Apparently, yeah.
Some.
Right. Well, some in some police department.
Yes.
Okay, so it's doctor recommended. Doug says it works. Mom says it works. A lot of people say it works. So you probably will be safe if you get one of these for your mother for Mother's Day. And you got to get on the horn now because they want to make sure they get it to you before Mother's Day. SquattyPotty.com, available at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. And for the next couple of days, you text the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. You'll get a special coupon saving 20% off the order for your squatty potty or potties. Maybe you need to get more than a couple. Get two or three or four. Give them to lots of people that you know.
They make great bookshelves.
I would think that they'd make a lot of, they make great things. I don't know if I want to use it. And then maybe you have one for the bookshelf and the rest of them are in the bathroom.
Only way you can, if you didn't have to use anything else, though, just this, you don't have to take any pills. You don't
have to change your diet. Save 20%. Text the word Doug to 511-511. Again, a squatty potty for Mother's Day. Texting Doug to 511-511.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Don't you like it when people tell you to use things only as directed? I think that's a superb way to give people directions, like the squatty potty. Use it only as directed.
What if people want to go rogue?
Mm-hmm.
Use it not as directed.
Probably not. All right. Story at DougSteffen.com about fracking. There's an analysis of drinking water sampled from 3 homes in Bradford County, Pennsylvania, revealing traces of a compound commonly found in shale drilling fluids.
Ooh.
Not too appetizing. The paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences addresses a question about potential risks to underground drinking water from the drilling technique known as fracking. The authors suggested a chain of events by which the drilling then brings this chemical into the water and into your water supply. This is the first case published with a complete story showing organic compounds attributed to shale gas development found in well water. This is something that has troubled a lot of people. Matter of fact, we had a poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com. Let's see how this came out. The question was, how do you feel about fracking? It's kind of a personal question, isn't it? Maybe not in this case. 51% of those responding at DougSteffen.com said, I'm in favor of it. See here, 19% said it's a good idea, but there's still a lot of problems with it. 18% said I'm against it. 8% said I don't know what fracking is. 5% said I think it's too risky.
Only 5%.
I have well water on my farm.
Is it delicious?
And it's very good. Yeah, it's great water. No fluoride, no nothing. It's just really good water. And it comes, it's down through 2 ledges. We had to go down about 225 feet to get to about 25 gallons a minute. And through that, you also, you know, you're drilling through the ledge, which is the same sort of thing as fracking. And I've never had any trouble with the water here.
But they're putting chemicals down to break up the shale. And that's what they're worried about,
that's
is those
part of the
chemicals.
Right.
Yeah.
21 after.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I know that, Molly.
Oh, yeah.
I know, Kenny, you're fans of U2. And had you been in New York, you would have had a delightful surprise the other day when the band performed at a subway station. Yeah, that's a pretty good marketing tactic for their upcoming North America Innocence and Experience Tour. Band dressed as street performers rocked out on the S train platform at Grand Central Station. Picture of it and the story at DougStephan.com in the Big Apple ahead of their Friday night appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And speaking of that, let's go to our monologues, have a little fun from the late night shows, starting with Conan O'Brien, because he starts first at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and then Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. See if we can get some David Letterman while it lasts here on Good Day.
So many Republicans are running for president right now. I think there have been 65 that have announced. Somewhere in that. And I'm talking, not 65, 65% of the country is running for president. Mike Huckabee obviously announced he's running for president, and we're trying to learn stuff about these guys. So this is a little fun fact. Did you know this? Mike Huckabee is an ordained minister from the same hometown as Bill Clinton. Yes, that's right. Two former governors from Arkansas who yell, "Oh God," a lot.
Hillary Clinton made her first campaign stop in Las Vegas yesterday, where she discussed immigration and said she wants citizenship for undocumented immigrants. But after seeing Americans celebrate Cinco de Mayo yesterday, immigrants were like, "You know what? We're good. We're good. We had enough. We're going to go back. We don't like it." Yeah. That's right. Hillary made her first campaign stop in Las Vegas. Officials said Clinton's visit would be great for the economy in Vegas. Then they said, "Oh, wait. Hillary Clinton?" Oh, then they're, never mind. Yeah, girls, take the night off. Actually, I read that candidates in the 2016 election are competing in one of the most diverse fields either party has ever seen. Yeah. We have two women, two Latinos, and an African-American. They're saying this is the college brochure of elections. Of course, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee announced he was running for president yesterday. And I think he might already be struggling to come up with reasons why he should be president. Check it out.
I got my first BB gun at age 5. It was a Daisy Model 25. I still got it. It's in mint condition. I learned the basic rules of gun safety, and I never thought about using a firearm to murder someone.
Though he has shot himself in the foot numerous times, including that speech. If you're wondering how low our expectations have gotten for politicians, now they're bragging about not being murderers. That's a good thing. Today, Carly Fiorina announced that she is running for president. She announced, and get this, I saw that someone else bought CarlyFiorina.org and posted 30,000 sad emoticons to represent all the people that she laid off when she was at Hewlett-Packard. I haven't seen that many sad blank faces in one place since the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. You see this? Bill Clinton was on the Today Show this morning. He said he wants to stay out of the spotlight when Hillary runs for president. And I guess he makes as much as $500,000 a speech when he goes and does these speeches. I don't know, he had this to say about it.
She's now running for president. Will you continue to give speeches?
Oh, yeah. I got to pay our bills.
Got to pay our bills, although it still doesn't explain why he insisted on getting paid in ones.
Politicians are starting to announce for the next election, and when politicians announce, you hear a lot of endorsements. It's very exciting when endorsements start coming out, and you guys, this is a big one. The Duggar family of 19 kids and counting is endorsing Mike Huckabee for president. But remember, they also endorse having 19 kids. So take it with a grain of salt. Republican presidential hopeful John Kasich said this weekend that he thinks people are tired of namby-pamby. Namby-pamby. I don't know how you're going to get elected when you can't even pronounce the president's name.
All right. There is a the late night show. We have to play this later on, the audio from the video of the day to yesterday. James Corden with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think Kenny thought that that was quite fetching, quite a lot of fun. About
entertaining.
Yeah, very entertaining. So check it all out at DougStephan.com.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, after hearing the justices' questions, a lot of people on both sides of the aisle think it'll be 5-4 or 6-3 in favor of marriage equality.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. After hearing the justices' questions, a lot of people on both sides of the aisle think it'll be 5-4 or 6-3 in favor of marriage equality.
Well, I have two minds on this. I think the Chief Justice is right in a sense of the traditional definition of marriage has long been between a man and a woman, and President Obama had this opinion until he had his epiphany. But I look at this and say, hey, look, I've been married 11 years. If you want to jump in the pool and you want to get married with all that goes with it.
Why shouldn't gay people be as miserable as straight?
That's exactly right. So Gary's exactly right. I mean, so, hey,
are you saying that if a gay couple marries, it's not going to threaten your 11-year marriage?
No, I could care less.
There are a number of institutions that were exclusionary and discriminatory that had the force both of tradition and history behind them, and also some would argue religion or the Bible. So I think it's good that this is happening, and the reason we probably will win this in the Supreme Court is because there's been such a rapid shift in social norms. I think 10 years ago it would have had a greater impact. But I don't see this being either like the massive resistance to racial integration that we saw in the 50s or like the response to Roe versus Wade.
Thanks for listening. That was your Both Sides Minute today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, 33 after the hour, 27 before the top of the hour. Molly Page, Ken Kessler, or for those who like Kenny better, Ken Kessler and Molly Page. It's a little early to be judging Molly, I think. She's only been around for, two, 3 weeks? And it's all over the trades that you're here now. It's not a secret anymore. You're here. It's out.
I like it when people have a drink before they judge me.
Really?
Yeah. Trends better that way.
Yes, yeah. It does. All right, so Kenny, let's get over to you and figure out what it is that's really turning on those who are interested in what we're talking about here. Sometimes I think I predict well what people are going to react to, and others I'm not sure I always understand how everybody thinks, and that's what makes it more interesting. To wit, the Tom Brady thing, and people all exorcised about Deflategate. I wish that's so corny. Why? We got to come up with a name for everything. It's an embarrassment. I think that's what this should be called. The Tom Brady embarrassment. Right?
Why? Well, it sounds like a cologne.
Yeah, well, it's
Tom Brady embarrassment. Oh, what do you think?
Yeah. Would you wear it?
Good.
No.
All right. Well, listen. What are we going for me? All right, Kenny. What do you have?
Sean says, "Quote more probable than not." Quote. What does that mean? 51%. Also, quote, was generally aware, end quote. What does that mean? This sounds like an extremely weak accusation based on hearsay and observation and anecdotes. It makes Brady sound innocent because they can't say anything meaningful.
No. What does this do for Roger Goodell, my question about him and his credibility? Did he have anything to say straight out about this after the fact? I'm trying to remember what happened. And I don't pay much attention to football other than tell people they shouldn't play it because it's dangerous. In this case, it's, I guess, doubly dangerous if you get caught with your hands in the cookie jar. But what did Goodell, who's generally kind of a buffoon anyway, from what I can gather, made $30 million last year, though, being a buffoon. So how much, what does that say? I guess I'm the buffoon because I didn't make $30 million last year. Molly, did you make $30 million last year?
I can't disclose that to you.
Okay. Kenny, how about you?
Before taxes?
Yeah.
No, I think I just shot it.
So, all right, so we're not buffoons, but is everybody who makes $30 million a buffoon? Of course not. As a matter of fact, I have a great admiration for those people who can figure out how to do that. I'm aiming in that direction myself. I think we should all aim for that. If it's some people it's not important. It's nice. My father had a great expression. He grew up as an orphan in South Boston, had nothing as a kid, pretty much raised himself, and managed to make something of himself. It took him a while to get there, but he did. And for somebody with his education, he was making about $300,000 a year at the height of his career, and that would have been in the late 70s through the 80s to the early 90s. And that was good money. I mean, it's pretty good money today, in fact. And so he would like all of us to know and remember him for the following. I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you. That was pretty much what he left me. That was his legacy, reminding me that it was better to have it than not to have it. Fortunately or unfortunately, I've made a lot more than that, and I've lost a lot more than that. Up and down, that's just the way it works sometimes. But I'm not making $30 million. That doesn't mean you shouldn't aim for it. Why not? Brady, is he making about that kind of dough, too, isn't he? How much money does Brady make a year? It's got to be close to that, I'm going to guess.
I'd guess, but it would just be a guess. I don't know.
Right. Well, he's got a big house in a couple of different places in around Boston. And his wife, I think I understood his wife to make more money than he does, though. Do I remember that? It seems to me, I don't know why anybody would spend that much money looking at a skinny broad who has no figure whatsoever, but that seems to be what some people like.
What? I'm sorry. I mean, I love it, but most people think Gisele Bündchen is one of the most beautiful women to walk the planet.
Not me.
No.
Kenny, you think she's one of the most beautiful women to walk the plank? Say it again. Walk the plank. Walk the planet? Yes or no?
No.
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 Why?
Because she's skinny. She has no figure. Women, this is very... No, it is not. It's not an apology for being sexist. I think that women look better with a lot of shape.
Yeah.
I think men look better with shape, frankly. I think men who shape themselves or who have the gift of a good body, I think that they should declare that, and women as well. I think that but that's just me. Some people may not feel that way, and that's what makes the world go round. For me, she's not attractive at all. There's nothing about her. She's got no face. It's all emaciated. She got cheeks, and that's it.
She has nice hair.
Okay, well.
She makes a lot of money. Yeah. She can take care of
her. But why is that important?
Is that important?
Yeah, does that make it exciting that she makes a lot of money?
A lot of men would love to have a woman who makes a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah. I always get the guys who want me to take care of them.
Ah.
Those are the ones that are attracted to me.
I understand that. Okay, well, listen, good luck with that.
But a lot of people want the way she looks. That's why models look like that. I mean, the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Growing up on the farm got me to appreciate the women of substance.
Who could pick up hay bales and feed the cows.
Jugs. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So, Kenny, I think we got in the way of giving you some comments there.
Sorry, Kenny.
We got to. I know. It was Gisele Bündchen got in the way of that. So, what else have you got?
By the way, Tom Brady makes $9 million a year.
That's all?
A 3-year, 27. Well, that's his salary.
Hmm.
Well, I'm sure.
All right, what else?
Peter says nothing's going to happen. Football players, baseball players, all of them are immune from personal responsibility for their actions.
Okay, so you're a member of the Patriots squad. Do you like Tom Brady? Generally speaking, from all I get, he's pretty popular. People like him. But now you've embarrassed the team. So do we still like him? What do you think?
Yes, no, maybe.
And are you embarrassing the team if you still win? I mean, in this day and age...
Is it winning at all costs? Who cares whatever goes into that?
Well, that's the question, yeah. I mean, is it? Because lately, it seems, in the last few years, you know, lying is only a problem if you get caught.
Right. Well, that's always been the case, hasn't it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just noticing it more.
What? Being lying about stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it used to be, oh, he lied, so, or she lied, and therefore, you know, that's not good. But now, if you don't get caught and you win... Is it still a bad thing? I mean, if he did this, it's a bad thing, but he still won, so everybody's willing to forgive it.
Mm. Right? I'm not, well, I don't think everybody is.
Well, many.
But
yeah.
To some people, it doesn't make a difference. For example, me. I don't. As a matter of fact, I'm tired of talking about it. Let's keep moving.
Okay.
97% of actively published climate scientists agree, according to a story in U.S. News and World Report. Climate warming trends over the past century are likely due to human activities. Really? The average concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere surpassed 400 parts per million in March of this year. First time the monthly average has hit that threshold since record keeping began a long time ago by the National Oceanic, say, you know what I'm talking about.
Oceanic Administration?
Them too. Quote, this marks the fact that human beings burning fossil fuels have caused global carbon dioxide concentrations to rise more than 120 parts per million since pre-industrial times. That means nothing to the average person. 120 parts per million, who knows from that? The issue with greenhouse gases is whether or not they are deflating or depleting the ozone layer, which protects us from the ultraviolet radiation of the sun. Are more people getting skin cancer? That kind of stuff comes out of this. But also what we're breathing. And I have said this many times, and I'm not swayed by this report, by the way. I look at the graphs and all that stuff, which you can see if you have a subscription to U.S. News and World Report, or probably go online to their website. It is still a factor of what men do and what the planet is doing. There is nothing in this report that discounts the idea that the planet is going through a metamorphosis as well, because it does and has been and will do, and it'll always be. It will be ever thus, as it were. So. This is more hoo-ha, but it makes for interesting hoo-ha conversation because we have to have a certain amount of hoo-ha in every program. Right? Isn't that what I tell you, Kenny? When you prepare the program,
absolutely.
Information, get me some hoo-ha. All right, here's JG calling 800 or 888-302-3684. Hello.
Doug, hey, thanks for taking my call, man. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
Hey, you know what I like about you is actually you. I know that you have a working farm, and I know you're a hardworking dude, and you actually, you back up what you actually talk about. So,
well, thank you.
Going.
In other words, I'm not full of it. Is that what you're saying?
No. Okay. I just, anyways.
Brady, you want to talk about Brady?
Brady, right, exactly. Now, look, I love the guy. He's like, you know, he's my hero, and I love the guy, but I'll tell you, he definitely knew the balls were deflated, so I mean.
So what should happen to him?
Nah, I'd say maybe he probably should get suspended for a couple games, but you know what's funny? Last night Vegas, like, they immediately said we're changing all the lines. We're backing off, and yeah, I know you about odds and stuff. I know I've listened to you for a while. So like, right. Vegas already said we're changing our lines. Like if
the lines for what? For the games this fall?
Yeah, if he gets suspended, like they've already said, you know, we're gonna, so they're not guaranteeing any of the bets that were already set.
Ah, it's all about betting and money, isn't it?
That's a major, a lot of money. I mean,
yeah, of course,
it's crazy, a lot of money.
That's why he won't he may be suspended for a game or two, but that's about it. And I think that's probably a long shot. All right, thank you, JG. Nice to hear from you. 888-302-3684. 15 before the hour. Ladies, if you have not ordered Genucel yet for Mother's Day, today is your lucky day. Today and tomorrow, the Mother's Day sale continues with the best discounts of the year on GenuCell. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment for the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. GenuCell works because it uses the power of plant stem cells, which they've created a serum from. The serum doesn't feel like oil, doesn't feel like water. Put it on there, and it extracts the water because bags and puffiness created by water, water gathering under your eyes, around your eyes. So get rid of it. There are so many people who have so many good things to say about GenuCell. They love how it reduces the puffiness and lines around their eyes. Good for men, works on men as well as women, and it's fast. You'll be happy that you decided to try this product. GenuCell, get the best price of the year right now, a free upgrade to express shipping, plus a surprise Mother's Day luxury package free with your order when you mention Doug Stephan by calling 800-543-9262. You can take advantage of all of this greatness. Get the effects in 12 hours of looking younger, feeling better about your looks. Call 800-543-9262. Mother's Day sale. Don't miss it for your mom for Mother's Day. Call them today. Get it delivered tomorrow. 800-543-9262. This is the direct way to get rid of the bags of puffiness, lines around your eyes. It's called GenuCell. 800-543-9262.
Insight Daily Radio. Kentucky-born singer, songwriter, and producer Chris Stapleton is one of Nashville's most revered craftsmen. With a 15-year career that includes 5 number one hits and 3 Grammy nominations, he's contributed over 190 songs to artists ranging from Adele to George Strait. We spoke with him about the album and the inclusion of the classic country staple, Tennessee Whiskey, which had been recorded by both David Allan Coe and George Jones.
This was the only love I know. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom.
You know, I love great country songs and songwriters, and this is certainly one that is a great country song written by great country songwriters and performed by great country artists. And certainly, you know, if you try to cover George Jones or David Allan Coe, you can't try to out George Jones or anything like that. So if you're going to cover something like that, you need to, you know, try to move away from that and hopefully make it your own. Kind of happened upon this way of playing this song and had fun with it live and felt like it was something to record that was a good tip of the hat to things that we grew up on and loved. So I think it's a unique and interesting version.
But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it.
That's Chris Stapleton on his highly anticipated solo album entitled Traveler, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Hi. The story of Andy Dufresne. How many people remember who Andy Dufresne was? Raise your hands.
Yes.
Molly remembers. Molly Page. Ken Kessler remembers. And now you'll remember. In the back of your mind, you're thinking about the character that was played by dun, 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 Morgan Freeman, right?
No.
Oh, you want to answer the question, young lady?
Well, now I've forgotten his name.
Really?
Yeah.
He was married. No, he wasn't really married to Susan Sarafin. Was that her name?
Sarandon.
Her too.
Sarandon. Yeah, they were together for a long
time.
Robbins. Tim Robbins, yeah.
Him, too. Tim. All right, so the story here is that the guy that the story was about, right? Basically, the story was about Dufresne and his being in jail, right?
Yes.
That was the story. So he was apprehended in Melbourne, Florida. Story from WMEL Radio. Spent an astounding 56 years on the lam.
No.
As they say.
No.
And so he was taken to jail. Frank Freshwaters escaped from the Ohio State Reformatory, setting for the Shawshank Redemption, 1959.
Crawled through poo.
Yep. Pled guilty to manslaughter, stemming from an automobile accident in 1957. 2 years later, he was sentenced to 20 years. after violating the terms of his deal. That was only the beginning. He was pretty smart, actually. It looks to me like worked as a truck driver, hopped from state to state, town to town, collected Social Security, presumably under another name. An astute marshal assigned to cold cases finally tracked him down to the Melbourne area, rural area outside of Melbourne. So the story in detail at DougStephan.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
TikTok time on Good Day, the Doug Stephan Good Day program with a focus on what's going on in the world of technology. Not everything, because we don't have time, but we do have somebody who literally knows everything there is to know. I feel like Ed McMahon now, introducing Karnak. Here he is, the sage from the East, a man who knows everything about technology, Greg Stebbin from Men's Talk, Men's Talk. Where'd that come from?
I even know the name of my magazine.
Yes, that's it. Listen, I'm happy to know you if it's your magazine. I want to be friends with you. Anyway, so the story about replacing your selfie stick with a new selfie arm, I'm not sure where that comes from. The only time I'd seen anybody use a selfie was Kevin Hart on one of those award shows. And I find him pretty annoying, and watching him running around, I find the whole idea of selfie sticks, the whole idea of selfies is annoying. Never mind sticks or arms or whatever it is. So let's get to that in a moment, as Greg is here to report on lots of different things, including the chatter on the new Microsoft Windows 10. Up next here on Good Day.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants.
Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99.
Offer valid on Q846030 and store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Greg Stanley. Kevin joining Molly and Kenny and me. All right, so the selfie stick, the selfie arm, this is sort of almost silly, is it not?
Almost silly?
This
is so
creepy.
Far beyond the line of silliness.
Why do you say it's creepy, Molly?
Because I'm looking at a picture of it, and it looks like a dead man's arm, and you're holding its hand as it takes a picture of you.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have been doing that the other day when I took a picture of my banana that was posted on Facebook. I hope you saw
and
that.
And
right?
That's a completely different story.
All right. That's a highlight. Let's talk about Microsoft Windows 10 and whether or not I'm going to need it because I'm an IBM sort of a guy. I got all of this stuff here, and I'm not happy with Windows 8 or 9 or whatever it is that I have here.
Do you have Windows 9, Doug?
I don't know what I have. I have something that annoys me.
I'm going to get to annoy you even more.
Oh, good. Okay.
So
here we go.
You probably have Windows 8, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe.
The odds of you having Windows 9
are very
slim because Microsoft is actually skipping version 9. They're going from version 8 to version 10.
Uh-huh.
Because, truthfully, version 8 was a bit of a disaster.
Really?
And I think they wanted to erase it from our memory by actually skipping one number. And I don't know how that would work, but somehow in their minds they thought it would be effective. So there will never be a Windows version 9.
Gee, sorry. Okay,
but there will be a version 10, and it's coming out sometime this summer.
All right, so what is the what's the bottom line here? Do I have to get it?
No, you don't. And it's tricky because, first of all, it will be free for the first year for anyone running Windows 7 or later. Of course, if you're running anything earlier than that, you have a security risk in your computer. But the trick is that it will be tempting to get Windows 10 for free, but my guess is that when it comes out and once you load Windows 10 on your computer, I'm guessing you will not be able to go back. So if you don't like it,
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to go back to what you already knew and were familiar with. And that is challenging. I mean, you may find that even though you're annoyed by Windows 8, mm-hmm. you may find that Windows 10 annoys you even more.
Yeah, I like the earlier Windows things. I can do Outlook and things that I like. So how much is this going to cost?
It's free. It's going to be free
for the first year. That's it.
Yes. No, well, I mean, yeah, it'll be free if you get it within the first year. After that, you'll pay some unspecified price.
You will pay. You'll pay, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to pay. Greg Stebbin here, our tech expert from Men's Health Magazine.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.